The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have an awesome topic that we want to focus on today. And there's a beautiful energy rolling in with the end of this month. Well, right now, actually on the 13th of November, it starts. But there's this just beautiful energy rolling in that magnifies, amplifies love and abundance in all ways. It has to do with the planet Venus. And of course, we want to chat with the angels a little bit to see, wow, is this really for me too? It's not just romantic love, guys. It's love in all ways. It's really more of a divine love. It's love of a higher frequency, fifth dimension, 5D living is what I call it. And to me, this is what most people on a spiritual awakening path have just been waiting for. This is what we've been growing and ascending to. This is kind of like, wow, what do we do when we get there? Well, we just keep growing, of course. We'll never stop growing. But there's a lot of positive relief and beautiful high frequency energy rolling in that we all have an opportunity to tap into. So, of course, this is one of my favorite topics. But with 5D, the way we approach different things in our life is a little bit different than 3D. And some of the beliefs that we had in 3D, you'll know that you're on your way because they're just not part of you anymore. You don't feel connected to it anymore. It's just falling away. It's fading out. It just doesn't seem to matter anymore. Some of that will feel like that. It'll feel like things that were just so important or that just really got you spun up. If it didn't go a certain way, just you won't feel it like that. That's when you know that freedom is rolling in, because with this type of energy, it's filled with more love, more abundance, and it's in everything. It's in freedom. You feel more free when you don't let things that tie you down or affect you in a negative way continue to do that, because being in a fifth dimension frequency is actually not being connected to any of those things like that. So there's a freedom in that. There's also a creative adventure that I want to tell you about a little bit. This one's interesting because those things that we've been wanting to do so much, we've wanted to put energy in and we've wanted to manifest, bring into our life, this energy really helps you expand. Because this is about love, it's a lot to do with the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, because it's expansing, it's expansive, it's opening up to allow more in. So if you've been through some tough things that closed your heart down and you find that it's been opening back up, but you're a little bit nervous about it, and it could do with anything. It could do with just changing directions in life, trying something new, and the last time you did it, it really flopped, you know, or fell away, didn't work, and it disappointed you a lot. So you shut down and you're like, that was just too painful to try to do that again. That's an example. Could have been romance, but it could have been friendships. It could have just been anything in life, because there's abundance in all things. And the approach that you did before just didn't work. And so this beautiful energy brings in this expansive, let's go reach a little further. Let's open that heart a little bit more. And you might be finding that you feel a little nervous that it might hurt, but this energy will help you see that this things hurt sometimes. Yes, they do. But there's so much worthiness to allowing love in. So we have to open up to let it in. And when we open up, we feel a little bit all of the above, I know. But we'll go into that a little bit more. The beautiful angels that are coming in, when I asked about support from the angels on this show, I got an interesting answer. They said all of us, all of them. And it gave me this really warm kind of goosebump feeling when they said that. That felt incredible. And I wanted to share that with you. They said, we're all here for this one. This isn't a specialty for one or the other, because love and abundance is going to be in different areas of life for everyone. Guardian angels are all about this, but all of them. And I thought, wow, that's awesome. So I thought, what a beautiful response that I got on that. So we're going to just see what happens with this show today. I know that each and every one of you have been through whatever it is you go through. I know that spiritual awakening can feel like it has some growing pains to it, but this is the energy that rolls in, that just is the comfort we were looking for after the tough work that came in October and first week of November. You still might be feeling some of that. Some of that might still be healing. You might be having some dream activity after that full moon. You could be having some synchronicities that just the perspectives are starting to roll in. And I find that this is just what we need to move into a different, exciting direction. Try something new. Not be afraid to try something new, because this energy supports the effort that we put in. Of course, you can just ignore it and go about and stay the same. But why? I personally would find that I would be feeling like I missed out on a big opportunity here, and I don't want you to miss it. So know that even if you feel like, well, yes, this is what I want, but I'm not feeling it yet, this is where you want to implement, put your intention in, because some things roll out over time because it's setting and aligning. Some things are immediate, but things are moving quite fast actually with manifesting. So on the 13th of November, which was what? Yesterday. So it rolled in yesterday. So if any of you guys were feeling some things pretty good that way, it's in there now. It's like it's here now. So if you put the intention out there, you know what? Yeah, I want to tap into that, and I want to be a part of this beautiful frequency. It's a great way to experience what 5D frequency living can feel like, because it's a freedom in it. It's lighter. Because we're creating our reality around that frequency versus creating a reality around 3D, everything in the world changes. Everything we draw into ourselves, everything that we focus on or notice, I mean, it just changes. Depending on how you focus and how you believe and how you think and what you put your energy into is how you're creating the reality around you. And you will find that you go up and down throughout the different frequencies. Some days are high, low, and you'll know it more and more as you grow when you're in 3D, because you can't wait to get back out of there. Has anybody ever noticed that you feel like that a little bit more? You feel great, and then it's like, oh, I don't know, how did I get back here? You didn't do anything wrong, but you will float in and out, because all those dimensions exist at the same time. We choose which one we want to be a part of. That's how that works. And fourth, everybody goes, what about the fourth? Fourth is the transitional one. It's the in-between. And that one is a big one of transition. So you kind of feel like you've got a foot in both, like three, five, wait, where am I? You feel like you're in between a little bit. It's a different one. But the goal is you're practicing and working to release those things that have just held you back. And you've heard that before, but this energy is going to help cement things in a little bit for you, help the awareness become more of your reality. And that's a beautiful thing. That really is. Remember, in energy healing, love is the energy that heals everything. Love is the most powerful energy in the entire world. And a way you can practice, we'll start with this and then I'll take a quick break, then we'll come back and really start diving in. When you are thinking about love towards anything, does it have conditions on it or is it unconditional? I know the conditions bring it to a lower frequency because love doesn't have conditions. It really doesn't. It doesn't exist. It really has no conditions. We put them on there with our beliefs. Like, no, I'm not going to be happy until this is played out right, or I move, or I get this, or you do this for me. Things, those, you know, that's conditions that really aren't part of love. We just think they are in certain dimensions. There's one to think about. I know. Okay, so what we have going on here, we have a live chat over in my YouTube channel at Jen Royster. It's also streaming on my website if you want to just go catch up with it there. We have people showing up. We have a good little crowd in there today. We're also on Facebook live streaming with our network, Transformation Talk Radio. You can find us that way as well. And we're streaming across the radio waves everywhere. So however you might be listening, we're thrilled to have you with us and to join in this. While we're going through this show, I want everyone to think about how you're feeling these vibrations and how you could send a positive vibration back out. It's kind of like take some, pass it on. And it's a beautiful energy that there's unlimited amounts. There's enough for everyone. We don't have to feel like we have to grab it and hang on. You don't have to do that. That's a lack mentality, totally against our manifesting potential there. You don't want to feel like you have to grab and take and hoard. That's more of a lack mindset. And lack doesn't manifest what you want. So how are you approaching things? Do you have conditions? That's really going to help you a lot with this energy. And I want to see, I'm curious to see how everybody's going to answer some of that. So good morning to everyone. I see a few things coming up over there. So I'm going to go catch up with that. Taking a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start. We're talking about 5D living. Love and abundance is flowing in. It's expanding to greater consciousness and awareness. And we have the opportunity to jump onto this beautiful wave that is healing, happiness, freedom, creativity. Sky's the limit when it comes to manifesting with this kind of energy. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about 5D living, what that means, how love that's flowing in and expanding, the abundance opportunities that we have flowing in right now. This is wonderful opportunities for all of us. Don't forget, you want to bring some gratitude into this one. Lots of gratitude. Gratitude helps with manifesting as well. We've been talking about manifesting for a few shows now, but it's so important. So what we have going on over here in the chat, everybody's saying good morning. So good morning to all of you. Karen is feeling the Venus effect. Yes, yes, I know. I was too. And I still am. And it just, you just want to stay in it, right? You just want to feel it. It's like an elixir that's just amazing. Jules is, I desire to connect with a committed love life romance partner. I am open to be vulnerable to allow love. We're going to talk about that, Jules, a little bit. She's listening to the Beatles. Love that. All you need is love by the Beatles. I love the Beatles. I know. We weren't trying to plug them. Have no royalties or money in that. But yes. Totally love that song too. And, you know, hello to everyone that's over there. Good morning to all of you. It's good to see you there. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. All right. I gave you a little bit of the overview, but let's really get into this. Why is this feeling like this? Well, this is associated in astrology with Venus. Venus is a planet that is stretching out, reaching out beyond her limits. They call this in astrology when it's out of bounds. And out of bounds sounds like something that's not right. That, you know, when you're thinking sports, oh, it's out of bounds. You messed up. Not this. When a planet goes out of bounds in astrology, it's traveling outside the normal range that it has. And the energy enhances. It feels like you turn the volume up, it's more amplified. It's easier to express the qualities that these particular energies come in. So if Venus is all about the love and abundance in all ways, finance, romance, everything, if it goes out of bounds, it's easier to feel it. That's kind of nice after all the shedding of the onion layers and revealing all the deep, dark secret things, right? That's pretty cool. Because Venus emits all this vibration of love and, you know, just beauty, it's all about beauty, self-care, self-love, relationships. So whatever it is you're working on, this is when you would want to open up. This is a really cool opportunity. So it's also about money. Venus is about the finance. You know, it's kind of the Taurus thing going on there again. And because it's out of bounds in a couple of different planets, one being Sagittarius, one being Capricorn, this brings a whole nother flavor, a whole nother interesting aspect to what we're going to experience. Yeah, pretty cool, right? So let's start with the Sagittarius. If Venus is out of bounds in Sagittarius, what does that mean? Sagittarius, this is more about the adventure, creativity, creative adventure, exploring, not being afraid to try something brand new, and the freedom that's involved in that. Freedom to express, freedom to just have fun, freedom to, here it is for you. Okay, here you go, Jules. Freedom to fall in love, not being afraid to give it another go. You know, I know, I almost want to tear up when I say that, but it's so beautiful. The energy is so beautiful because, you know, the freedom to just go for it, go out of that comfort zone into something brand new, somewhere you've never been before, you know, to venture out, to expand, maybe just a little bit further than you did before. That's how it'll be affected with it being out of bounds in Sagittarius. Well, that's pretty cool, right? I like that one. That one's actually the spirit of adventure, the leap of faith. See, taking a leap of faith. Yes. And then learning something new, you know, exploring your own wisdom, what feels right for you, not being afraid to make a choice, not being afraid to express that. That's all Venus out of bounds in Sagittarius. So I asked angels about that one. I go, how, if we're nervous about that, if we're afraid to tap into that, how can we do that? How can we be okay with that? How can we not be so scared? We will ask the angels, that's where the angels come in. They go, let me help you unlock some of that fear and let it fly away. Just hand all that care and that burden and that worry to me, your angels, and then you can focus on, you know, just growing in your life. How beautiful is that? So that's one of the things with Sagittarius. So it looks like we have a caller. So let's bring on the caller. Hello, Zach.
Hello, we have Brianna from California. You're on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Brianna.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Yes, I kind of put my foot in my mouth this morning. I whispered something, not knowing that my son was there. And I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to deal with this? Because it was kind of adult talk. And I don't even know how to deal with this. I think I don't even know if he heard, but I'm afraid to even ask.
Well, you know what? When we're not sure like this, this is something that I'm getting immediately from the angels on this one. Ask the angels to watch over this because – a lot of times, you know, with children, and I've raised them too, got grandkids, it's much better for them when they're ready to absorb and understand when they ask. So it's kind of like answer what they ask. If he's not asking, then ask the angels to watch over that and to ask, you know, it's kind of like, okay, his guardian angel watching over him on that. Just so, you know, if something needs to be addressed, they will bring that attention to you. And that's what I would ask for. Say, if I need to do something here, please let me know. But if you're fretting and worrying and you don't, And he's okay, because believe it or not, sometimes I think we just don't give children credit for how intelligent they actually are. And they sometimes can be very, very, they're a lot more flexible than we are as adults. Okay. A lot more. They're more impressionable too. Yes. But at the same time, if you're putting a lot of worry energy and fear energy in, it's not a, it's a lower frequency. So I would put some love in there. You got a mom love coming from your heart. It was unintentional. First, you need to forgive yourself. It sounds like you're being kind of hard on yourself for what happened. And I would just simply ask to watch over and to let you know, like, please let me know if there's something I can do. But then you need to let it go and move on, because just focusing on it will bring, keep it around. Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I would do if it were me, because we're not perfect. We're all human beings, and we do things we don't intend to do sometimes, but forgiveness is a lot of times forgiving ourselves for something that happened. So just lighten up on yourself. Make sure you're loving yourself because you love your son, and ask for the angels to watch over that. They will let you know if there's something, or he might come up and pop up and ask. And then when he does ask or doesn't ask, if he does, ask the angels to also help you answer that.
Because
sometimes we just go, whoa, I don't know. And you know what? Parenting is, it's literally, you're learning as you go. I don't care how many manuals are out there. Human beings, even the little human beings, are unique. And there's just no cookie cutter mold for this. So you are doing just fine. And I think it'll be okay. You just need to let it go a little bit. You're being kind of, you know, just the fretting is stirring a lower energy. Focus on this great energy that we're talking about today, because love is a beautiful energy for all relationships, including with our children. So, you know, I mean, any of this, all of this will be good. So don't stress it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, I was really stressed. Okay. Thanks a lot.
I know you do sound it. And I understand as a mom myself, I totally get it, but it'll be okay. You will find that you'll look back in this at 5 years and go, remember when I was so worried about that? And you know, when he's all grown up, he's going to be laughing. He goes, I don't even remember it. Or he's going to say, oh, I totally remember that. I forgot about it in 5 minutes. No big deal. So we don't want to worry about things that haven't happened yet. So, all right. Thank you, Brianna, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that. Bye-bye. Oh, bless her heart. Goodness. I get that, being a mom. So let's see what we have over in the chat. Judy is saying she's feeling stressed on friend relationships, two different friends fighting for attention. Then some friends we have not seen for 19 years came to town and we connected with a lot. Love and stories, seeing the other two calming down. Good. That's good. So it's starting, the energy starting to, I'm hitting my mic. That's good. That's actually very positive. Sometimes we overthink these things. We have to allow things to just play out sometimes. But here's an interesting one when we're around energies that are outside of ourselves, whether they're coming from another person or just a situation or an environment. When it feels dark or it feels negative, negative / darker energy, you know, just not positive at all or not bright or light, the darkness goes away when you turn on a light. So all you got to do is, you don't have to like push it on anybody. You don't have to push it into an environment. Just be your own light. Just be your own positive, whatever you are, and detaching from how it is with everybody else. You just have to, it's too much focus on outside of ourselves with that sometimes. If we focused on just keeping our light bright and shining, there is no darkness around and it won't attract it, to be honest. Sometimes it feels like it does, but that's because we're still focused. If you're focusing outside of that, it seems to be bigger. It feeds it. So feed the light, right? Keep those batteries charged up. That's what I'm saying. I hope that made sense. Let's see. What do we got here? We have Karen saying, I love meditation because I can locate 5D. Yes, absolutely. Coming back into 3D makes me sad. Yeah, you can tell. And it's actually your decipher gauge. Now you know where you are with it. You know which one you're in. So as soon as you realize, and that's how much we've grown, guys. Look at it that way. Look how much we've grown to where we notice that we're in 3D or 5D. Have you ever thought about that? We now know, oh, wait, I'm back in that other one. I don't want to be there. Then you choose not to be, and you put your focus on something that lifts you and raises a frequency. What does that? Laughter, happiness, doing something you enjoy, taking a break, you know, and it might be a completely different topic or focus than what was going on. Keep that in mind. The goal is the frequency, not the topic or the subject or the issue. It's just do something, anything to get the frequency back up. Then you're aligning with 5D again to draw in 5D. So that's a little trick with that. It's not really a trick. It's just how it works. Beth is saying this is so true. The opportunities that are coming up for me require a leap of faith and to really stay positive and in the light. I'm going to take all of them with gratitude and love. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. This energy helps you feel like a leap of faith. That was the Sagittarius Venus out of bounds energy. So here we go. Now let's go to a little bit more on that. We're going to talk about the Venus out of bounds in Capricorn. We also had Julia saying she's been thinking about taking a leap of faith and going back to school, but she's indecisive. Still have some fear about which direction to go. I would start with the basics on that. Start with basics that would help you be flexible with that, because once you start to go down the path, you can fine tune it. And maybe you start here and change. I mean, have you ever seen people change directions all the time when they're doing their studies? All the time. I've studied so many different things and every single one of them become part of who I am. And they strengthen and support. It just becomes part of your tool bag. It becomes part of how you can do things better and improve on your skills. So even if you took a class and then you change your mind, you still were doing what you thought you wanted then, and you probably needed something out of that, because there really isn't a mistake here. There's no mistakes, because everything we do becomes part of who we are and helps us along the way. You're gaining wisdom in different areas. It's pretty good, actually, to be diverse. And I'm very blessed. I have a lot of gratitude for the many different jobs and hats I've worn throughout my life. You wouldn't believe the things I've done. I've done a lot of different things. They have helped me in so many ways. And when I was doing different jobs and tasks, I didn't think that would have anything to do with what I'm doing now, but absolutely it did. There's everything about all of it that works and fits in. So keep that in mind. So let's see. We have, she's saying that made sense. Judy Weiss is saying that made sense. You're welcome. Julia says, I feel the nudges I need to move forward. Any insight as to if I am going in the right direction? To go into meditation conflict resolution. What I'm feeling with Julia, when she asks that, she feels the nudges, knows she needs to move. It's literally the fear of making a decision and taking a step. You need to just take a step. Go with what feels. You can take half steps. You know, you just need to take a step. And then you might take a step and go, okay, oh, okay, I've learned a little bit here. I might step back and go a different direction. You just need to take a step. That is what's coming in so strong for you. Absolutely coming in strong. So let me see. Do I see a connecting with love romantic relationship in 2020 from Jules? I'm feeling June, the summertime. I'm feeling June's very strong, that there'll be some opportunities. That literally just came in without hesitation. I want you to know that. That just popped in, no hesitation, which is an interesting thing because I want to bring up a email when I say that. That reminded me of an email that come in that let me put this one out here. This is from Nikki, and Nikki listens to the show. She says, "Hi, Jen. I love your show, Jen. Look forward to it every week." Well, thank you, Nikki. We're thrilled to have you. And here's her question for guys on the spiritual path. And a lot of you know what I'm talking about when you're working on intuitive gifts, having your own ability to connect. She says, "My question is, do you have any suggestions for how to free myself from blocks, doubts that seem to hold me back from my strong desire to be a medium? Do any specific angels work with us to deepen our connection across the veil?" Yes, they do. "I meditate and connect with my soul and the divine daily, and I feel a strong pull toward mediumship. However, I can't seem to make the full connection. And then I question things. And then doubt comes in." You get the idea. So I hear all this guidance of going for what you want and feel energized to do it. And for me, that's mediumship. Yes, yet I don't know what's holding me back. And if it's my human doubts, why doesn't my higher self and soul just step in and help me out more? Interesting question there. I apologize for the lengthy question. I hope others benefit from your input on this as well. So that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I was just talking about that intuition. I didn't hesitate. Jules, I feel June. That was it. I just got the month June. Pay attention to June for you. So on that, so, you know, you stop. That was zero hesitation. This is kind of going to go into answering Nikki's question. Blocks and doubts are the fear that we're not going to get it right. We're not going to be accurate. For one, there's no such thing as being 100% accurate in any of that type of stuff, including me. We do our very best. The more we trust and without hesitation and try to filter it or alter it, just going with what we hear. And then that deciphering, is that for me or is that for somebody? Basically, that just comes with practice and trust of ourself. Here's the other part of it. You asked if there was angels that help with that. Yes. Michael, for one, works with a lot of people that do this type of work, because Michael is a protector, takes away the fears. Okay. Removes all the fears. Michael's beautiful for that. Also protection, so you're not picking up negative things that affect you or somebody you're doing a reading for. The other thing, I never don't work with Michael's always there. Michael's pretty much there for healers, psychics, mediums, I'm into intuitives, things like that. And the other one would be, in connecting and developing and strengthening your gifts, that would be Raziel. Raziel is an angel that's interesting to work with, and I have a couple of shows out there on Raziel. It's not like you just say, "Hey, Raziel, what is this and that?" I mean, Raziel is a different one. Raziel will wait till you stop. But, well, this is how it works with me. Raziel waits until you're going to listen. I mean, there's these personalities that come out with them. If you're talking and going, "But I want to know this and I want to know that and I want to know this," he'll just let you spin out till you get tired. And then when you're ready to listen, he'll start to work with you. And it'll be activities that you'll do. In this case, you'll be practicing. You'll be practicing what you do. The more you practice it, the more you work with it, the easier you trust yourself. It's not that your higher self and soul are not there. It's part of us just trying to trust it. So I did want to answer that question, and it's absolutely there, but you really need to listen to what you feel drawn to do and just work with it. Just practice it. You always want permission before just reading somebody, you know, don't do it without, because that's something that I honor. I don't interfere and, you know, invade someone's privacy. I'm not like reading minds or anything like that. I've had people afraid I'm reading their mind, and no, I'm not reading your mind. I really don't want to walk around 24/7 and listen to all that. We have to put our hat on and we're kind of at work, and then we take that hat off and we don't do that anymore. And that's a practicing shutting it off and on, things like that. So mediumship is different from, you know, there's different definitions of that. Mediumship, that's a little bit more what I'm doing as far as I'm working with angels, sharing messages I'm hearing. Mediumship would be also people that have crossed over, past loved ones, things like that. You're, you know, sharing those messages. Where psychics or futuristic stuff, that's a little bit different. So that's kind of a, that's just different. So we're not even talking about that. So let me keep going because I want to start this one and then we're going to take a break in just a moment. But I wanted to also give you the out of bounds on, we did a Sagittarius, the out of bounds, the Venus out of bounds in Capricorn, what that means. Now listen up, everybody over there. It's been talking about all that relationship stuff. So here we go. Now, Venus in Capricorn out of bounds, that will start November 25th, okay? That is more about your boundaries, okay? Your boundaries, are they healthy? Do you have them built around your heart? Now, sometimes we have so many boundaries that's too much and now we're not letting anything in. This is where this one comes in, guys, for all the love questions, guys. Yes, everybody feels that love hurts them sometimes. And so they're afraid to open up again if you've had a past hurt. We've all had it in different ways. But if you had something that hurt you in the past, that means that you have the capability to go very deep with love. Some people, you feel like you just love so much. There's healthy boundaries with that. The past, you learn from that. And like, what could you do this time? We're opening up to allow it in and open up our hearts. And it's a beautiful thing to open up your heart and let love in. To send and receive love. And yes, I know there's that fear, but that's a fear. It's a fear that it's going to be hurt. But we can't expect people to be perfect all the time either. You got to think about that. But it's never a waste of your time to share love with another, to send it, to receive it. Love is a beautiful energy. And remember, we're looking at, is this conditional or unconditional? 5D living is going to show you how unconditional love works more. It's more about unconditional love. You might send love out to someone and you don't feel like you get anything back. How do you feel about that? It depends on what type it is. I keep hitting that. I'm trying not to hit that. Sorry about that. It's a practicing. It's, you know, well, I'm not going to put my heart out there unless you're going to give all this back. Well, romantic is different. It should be two way, but sometimes we just need to send love into the world, depending on what it is. And it doesn't have a reflection on you if something is different or it doesn't feel like the same thing, but 5D is different. 5D doesn't have all these attachments and conditions. So that's what you're going to be experiencing with this. It serves a purpose. Love has a reason. It's very powerful. It's very healing. It also opens us up to explore and share and connect with another. Okay. If you're protecting yourself so much that you're locking it down, you miss the opportunities for love to come in. This happens a lot when people want love so much in their life, but then they're afraid to open up because they don't want to get hurt from the past. Are you still trying to heal something from the past? You need to release and disconnect from that. You also have learned, as you're healing from something in the past, you're learning discernment. There's discernment. You've learned, you know what? I will recognize that next time and I won't let that catch me off guard next time. I will learn something from that. But if you are stretching and expanding and going unlimited with love, it's going to be open. Michael is a very good angel to work with in this case. Let Michael put all the shielding, protection, keep your vibration high, your positive vibration. Remember, in manifesting, this kind of cancels out the fear here. Love really can't coexist with fear. It's not the same energy at all. Love is a very high vibrational frequency in a very positive note. But if you work with manifesting, you'll see what I'm talking about. If we're focusing on a fear of our heart being broken, you've just canceled out and locked it all down and no love can come in. So when we open it up and then you're looking at how it manifests, if we are opening up and we are vibrating at that frequency, yes, there's going to be people out there that may not be at the same frequency. And if that comes and goes, then we let that come and go because it's not matching what we were looking for. But then there's also the other part of manifesting. We attract what we are. We attract what we are sending out. So think about that. Is there really a reason to have fear? If we keep that focus on what we're sending out, because they can, this all goes together with manifesting. We want to manifest. If you were thinking about your intentions or affirmations, and you're focusing in meditation or whatever, and you're asking angels for support, what I would be saying, if you wanted to manifest love into your life, it would be, I am thriving and have much gratitude in a healthy, loving relationship. Keep all the names and people out of it. Keep it about what it is you want in the relationship. You see? That's what I would do. Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. Now, if you were to have, if you were the type of person that had a really big heart, you also have a super powerful, strong vibration to your heart too. It's a big heart. That means it can hold a lot of love. It has a lot of love to give. So all the highly sensitive people, you came here with a really big heart. And what have we had happen to us throughout life? We kind of felt like I got stomped on. We had to shut it down. We had to protect it. It's time to come out and be free. This energy is going to support you to not be afraid to go for it, not be afraid of it. You want to be working with your self-care if you're feeling a little bit nervous with this. Okay, remember, Venus is about love, abundance, loving ourselves, healing, about abundance in all parts of our life. You want to be good to yourself. If you're tired, rest. You feel anxious, do something to make yourself relax. If you are feeling down in the dumps, work with something and focus with something. Get yourself busy with something that lifts you and, you know, lightens you up. Maybe you just need to take a break from thinking about it all and have some fun. Absolutely. You want to breathe. You want to close your eyes and slow your breathing down. And that just will calm you down immediately and just bring you back into your now and relax. Just slow down that breath and just reconnect with your breath. That's your life force. Do something good for yourself. Exercise, eat healthy. What is it that you can do for yourself as a self-love action? Because that raises your frequency. So this was all about, we're getting close to about closing out, so I'm just going to wait for that. This energy is about 5D, how love is in 5D living. We're not talking about 3D. And you'll know it when you're in 3D. It'll have all the conditions. It won't feel so good. 5D love has no strings, no conditions like that. Because if it's truly meant and it's a vibrational frequency match, which is what you want with love, here's what I'm saying. If that's what you want, if something is to come and go, then it wasn't a match to begin with. If it's truly meant for you to be together, then it will be. You don't have to force it. It will unfold. It will feel. It will fit. If you're having to force this, that's probably not a frequency match. And sometimes people come and go in and out of our lives. So keep that in mind. So there's a lot to this, but this energy will definitely support. This is going to support living in 5D love and abundance. A love and abundance in all ways. That means you might have that leap of faith to do something financially good for yourself. You might have that leap of faith to make a move. You want to relocate. You might have that leap of faith that you want to give this relationship a try. This will support you. Remember, Sagittarius is going to be expansive, freedom, go for it. Then you've got Capricorn that's going to open up that heart. And you're going to feel like, whoa, okay, do I want to do this? Am I going to get hurt? That's the fear you're trying to break the chain of. That's the freedom right there. This is going to be a little bit unique for each person, but these are the areas of life that you will feel a lot of support and love for you. Because nobody's perfect in this. If you're highly sensitive, you might find that you're overreacting to something, or we have a reaction versus a response. Remember the 10-second rule on that if you're feeling highly sensitive about something. I don't want to react. That was an old way of doing it. I want to respond. And it comes with practicing it and being grounded and aware. That's where your breath comes in. Remember that. Your breath's going to come in and slow things down so you can ground, focus, respond versus react. I mean, there's a lot to this, guys. This is a beautiful energy. There's a lot of love to go around for everybody. It's unlimited. So I want everyone to know, don't be afraid to be financially secure. If you feel like all you do is struggle, are you focusing on the lack? Are you focusing, okay, I'll be happy when I get this? Financial freedom comes with this energy too. Financial security, financial abundance. It's all parts of life, everything. This is where it's all coming together. And what a beautiful energy to come in at the holiday season or toward the end of the year after all this work we've done this year. So much work we've done. So you guys have really been busy over in the chat. My goodness. Let's see here. What do we have? Anything else? I feel like I'm not only getting nudges, but being literally picked up and placed in new positions and new energies, all positive, just blowing my mind a little. That comes from Journey to Becoming Me. That's a cool experience. Enjoy the ride. That's an adventure. That's a good example of the creative adventure that I was talking about would come with this energy. Very good. Maddie. Hi, Maddie. I've been communicating that I'm ready to leap. Are there any signs or nudges I'm not recognizing that are calling me to act? That, honestly, I would work with this energy for about the next week, then reevaluate that question. And I'm saying that not to avoid answering it, but I think with this energy, the way it's going to expand and bring some insights and open some things up, we want to give it time to show us some things. And that would be the fair way to answer that one, honestly, because this just came in. It just rolled in yesterday. So that's what I would do. I would say, you know what? There's some things coming in. I would focus that I am getting this for you from Michael. He said, I would focus on allowing it to be in and that it's already going to roll in. Just, it's more of a focus with your affirmations of it's already resolved. It's already going to roll in. I just need to go about my day and just let them naturally fall into place. So he was saying that literally after I asked that. Beth, let's see, what time have I got? I got to go quick here. Let's see. Beth is saying, Dr. Jen, I feel like it's almost time for me to find love again. Any messages from the angels? Or Mark, I'd love your thoughts. I am picking up. Wow. Okay, taking a deep breath for a minute before I answer you. Yes, you absolutely will. You're going to be, if you work with this energy, it's going to open up, but I think it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be an unexpected that you didn't even notice before. And that's what I'm picking up. I also was picking that up from your friend, by the way. Your friend is always there. That's Mark. Your angel that's coming in with this is Jophiel. I feel Jophiel's with you because the positiveness is needing to be reinforced for you at times. Sometimes it just feels like you're great and then you're great and you're Jophiel. It's really just knowing that it's already going to roll in. It's going to be a surprise. So it's kind of like, just go about your day. It will happen again. I'm feeling that a lot with these questions, but on this, I am running out of time, guys. So I'm going to have to stop. You guys have some beautiful messages out there. Absolutely. So much love. I right now want to send everyone a big, beautiful vibration from my heart to yours. I want you to feel it. I want you to take a moment because we're about to go off the air. Close your eyes if you need to. Take some slow, deep breaths and connect with the vibration that I'm sending you right now. Just feel an expansive, open heart that's safe. We have angels protecting us. I want you to just feel it, connect with it for just a moment. You may feel tingles, you may feel vibration, you may even want to cry a little, but this energy, I want you to feel a connection to it. So I'm sending that out to you right now for you to feel that. Each and every one of you is coming in strong pulses. Does anybody feel that? It'll feel like waves coming and going. I'm doing that intentionally so you'll know it's me. But it's not me. It's coming from divine love flowing through me. That's what it is. I want to leave you with that.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.